Hello, I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth.
And you're listening to Real Easy English, the podcast where we have real conversations in easy English to help you learn.
To read along with this podcast, you can find a text version on our website. Visit bbclearningenglish.com.
How are things, Beth?
I'm very well, thank you, Neil. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep very well last night. And today's episode is all about sleep. We'll be talking about our sleep habits and also our dreams.
Lovely. So, Neil, you said that you didn't sleep well last night, so that's not so lovely. Does that happen very often?
It happens all the time, Beth. I don't sleep very well.
Oh, dear. How many hours do you sleep at night, Neil?
I think probably 6.5 hours.
Really?
How about you?
Well, if I sleep less than 8 hours, then I'm exhausted. I really like to sleep quite a lot.
Ah, you are exhausted. What does exhausted mean, Beth?
It means that you are really tired.
Yes.
Like you after last night because you didn't sleep very well. Are you exhausted?
I am, Beth. I am absolutely exhausted.
What time do you usually go to bed, Neil?
About 11. I go to bed about 11.
I usually go earlier, but about 10 o'clock.
And do you have dreams? Do you dream often?
Yeah, I do, but I find it quite hard to remember my dreams. But sometimes I have nightmares and then they are easier to remember. So I might wake up in the middle of the night and feel a bit scared or worried.
Can you tell us about a strange dream that you've had?
Yeah, I had a weird dream a couple of nights ago. I was at my auntie's house in the kitchen. And then suddenly the floor was very wet and there were three robbers that were going to come and open the front door. So I had to run across the wet kitchen and lock the front door. It was a bit scary and weird.
Yeah, that sounds like a really scary dream.
Yeah, so a scary dream we can call a nightmare.
So I had a nightmare, a bad dream the other night. And I was in a foreign country, I think somewhere like Italy, a European place. And I couldn't find my family. And I was running around the streets, trying to find them. And I couldn't find them. But then, after a while of looking around the streets, I saw people in my family and I felt much better.
So it sounds like it started as a nightmare, but then it kind of went into a dream.
Yeah, it was just a normal, happy dream by the end.
Good. Well, I noticed there that you used the past simple and the past continuous to describe your dream. You said, I was running around, which is the past continuous. And then you said, I found them, which was the past simple. And this is really common language that we use when we're describing things in the past, like dreams. So we've talked about how long we sleep for, and we've talked about dreams and nightmares, but I have a big question for you, Neil. Do you snore? You do!
That is snoring. Do I snore? I don't think I do, but... My wife says that I do.
Oh, so you do snore?
No, I've never heard myself snore. Let's have a look at the language we learned in this conversation.
We learnt nightmare, which is a bad or scary dream.
We heard exhausted, very tired.
And we learnt a way to talk about dreams using the past simple and the past continuous. For example, you dreamt that you were running around trying to find your family and then you found them.
I did. Thanks for listening to Real Easy English. If you liked this, there are lots more programs to help you with your English on our website, like English in a Minute, where we explain one language tip in 60 seconds. Visit bbclearningenglish.com.
Next time, we'll talk about our favourite films.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.